This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Happens to be a place where special like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That's good health. I am so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to be healthier by encouraging you to become your own best doctor most of the time. All right, we've got a lot to talk about here on the show today. A lot of information to share with you over the next hour or so. Stick around. But this last week, I was tuned into a nationwide show by the name of Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on Premier Radio Network. These two individuals took over for the deceased Rush Limbaugh, and they're doing a great job, actually. And I noticed that this last week, as I was driving, they were interviewing a former New York Times writer and reporter, investigative kind of a guy, and author of the recent book Pandemia. And they were talking about things related to COVID-19, boosters, kids, you know, other countries, what's happening in Israel. And as this investigative reporter, Alex Berenson, who pretty much has the ability to boil down some very complicated subjects so that most of us can understand it, I thought that I would play for you a couple of excerpts from that show, wherein they were interviewing this Alex Berenson on the Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show over on Premiere, so that you could hear what they had to say in case you missed it. And then as we come back from the play, which the first one lasts a little over 4 minutes or so, I'll kind of reminisce what it was that he said. And then we'll get to the next cut as soon as we can. So here's the first cut. Alex Berenson, go. Alex Berenson.
Fear of the epidemic in all of 2020, before there were vaccines. It looks very, very much like vaccines have negative efficacy against Omicron. And what that means is people who've been vaccinated with two doses are more likely to be infected with it.
How could that be possible, Alex? Can you explain, like, just even we're saying in the theoretical, how could that be the case?
Sure. It's entirely biologically plausible. The reason it's plausible is that the spike on Omicron is different than the spike on the original COVID, the original SARS-CoV-2. And the vaccines were optimized to help your body produce antibodies to the spike of SARS, of the original SARS-CoV-2. So what you have after being vaccinated is a mix of antibodies that don't exactly fit the original or the that don't exactly fit the spike, the Omicron spike as well. Okay, so that can mean two things. The less dangerous version of this is it just sort of hinders your overall response. And so you're producing antibodies, and some of them work against the spike and some don't. But the mix is not as optimal as it would be if you were just naturally infected and had no vaccination. Okay, so it takes your body longer, so you're more likely to get infected, but ultimately you're going to clear it. The worst version of this is what's called antibody-dependent enhancement. And that means that the antibodies your body is producing actually hook onto the spike in a way that helps the spike invade your cells. Okay? That is the true terror. That would mean that you're more likely not just to get sick, but to get sicker if you've been vaccinated. And we know this can happen with vaccines because it has happened with other vaccines in the past. Most notably, a vaccine about dengue fever, and also many years ago, a vaccine for a virus that kids get a lot called RSV. So this can happen. And what we don't know, and what I make clear in my Substack post, which came out yesterday, which a lot of people have been asking about, is we don't know yet that overall incidence of severe disease is worse in vaccinated people for Omicron. It's very complicated epidemiologically because so many people are getting it. And it's hard to sort out, who's winding up in the hospital incidentally, who's actually getting sick from the disease, and then it takes, a while for people to die. So it's complicated. But I would say at this point, I will go on the record saying it is abundantly clear that being vaccinated increases your risk of being infected with Omicron. And I think everybody knows this because everybody knows a ton of people who've been vaccinated and in some cases boosted and have gotten this in the last month. We all know this.
All right. So, first of all, this is crazy, and obviously we've been talking about this for months, and you've been ahead of where the data is going to lead us. And you've also said, Alex, that trying to predict COVID has made fools of us all at some point or another. So I'm asking you for a difficult scenario here. But as we come up on the end of January, what we saw last year was an overall decline substantially of COVID as we moved into the summer before Delta came up and before Omicron came up. What do you foresee the next couple of months looking like based on the data from Europe and Israel and what you are seeing around the world in the United States as it pertains to COVID? Are we going to see a similar decline as we move into spring and summer as naturally occurs with these viruses? What does the next couple of months look like in your mind?
I really do not know. The reason I don't know anymore is that it's also not clear whether being vaccinated is going to hinder the development of natural immunity post-infection. Okay? So if you're infected and you haven't been vaccinated, you develop a broad range of antibodies, not just to the spike, but to other parts of the coronavirus. It is not clear that people who are vaccinated and then infected and then recover get the same broad protection. And there's something else. There's another subvariant of Omicron out there. This has not really been well understood in the U.S., but it's clear in Europe.
Okay, so who you were listening to, if you're just tuning into the program, was a former New York Times writer, reporter by the name of Alex Berenson. I've seen him also multiple times in other media outlets, Fox News in particular, reporting on it. He's an author of a new book out. You might want to take a look at it, Pandemia. I don't have the book yet. I'm going to get the book, take a look at it. And that show he was on, Premier Radio Network, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. The two gentlemen that took over for Rush Limbaugh when he passed away. So basically he was talking about how the latest situation with Omicron, these vaccines, which were originally designed, kind of think of it like the flu shot. You wouldn't want to take, if you believe in flu shots, you wouldn't want to take a flu shot from last year or the year before that, because the prevailing organism is going to be different. Well, that's what he's basically saying, is that the original vaccine that was earmarked for Alpha, or the legacy, the original
infection is way gone already and has been replaced by a number of variants iterations. And so the current vaccines that are being given to people, including the boosters, do not match up with the infections that are out there, whether it be Omicron or the latest now. They're reporting a variant of the Omicron B something, dot something. And these vaccines basically don't work, but yet they're still pushing them hard. Why is that? And further, scientists, and I've read the same thing that he was talking about, that when you take vaccines, and in particular against organisms that the vaccine has no impact on at all, it inhibits the immune response in some manner. And then you develop this antibody-enhanced problem, which means it forces the virus to change again. And, you know, there's so many unknowns about this. Only time will tell. All right, I'll have more information after this. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name blue mansion.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. In a little bit later in the show, in this hour, I'm going to report to you what a pharmacology professor claims related to COVID vaccines and how they can create, when people take the vaccine into their arm with the needle, can create a radiation-like toxicity in the human body. We're talking about Dr. Michael Palmer, an associate professor of biochemistry, pharmacology, and toxicology at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. That's what he's warning, and I'll have further details of that. Now, I want to get back to and finish with the final excerpt that we grabbed from a Premier Radio Network that was on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show of an interview that occurred with a former New York Times writer and reporter by the name of Alex Berenson. He's also an author of a recent book called Pandemia. And this next excerpt is he's going to discuss boosters and, you know, kids and children. Will they need to get a vaccine? And should this vaccine campaign that the government is hell-bent on, should it continue on? Listen very carefully to his final comments. Go.
Okay, everyone in Israel has already gotten a booster, and again, they have the worst infection rates that any country has ever seen this week. And now they think, I mean, I don't know what the, again, I don't know what the politics are. If the politics are, we're just going to kick this down the road another 3 months and hope that Pfizer gives us an Omicron-specific vaccine by the spring. But you know what? By the spring, there will probably be another variant. So when I talk to people who understand this and are looking at the data, they are just shaking their heads. And they know that the CDC is lying when it says that these vaccines offer really good protection against severe disease and death. They know it's an artifact. And I'll keep saying this because I have to keep explaining it to people. You can't compare vaccinated and unvaccinated populations in countries where a lot of people are vaccinated, because the only elderly people or a lot of elderly people who are not vaccinated are not being vaccinated, not because they're Trump voters, certainly not in a country like Denmark or Israel. They're just too old and sick to be vaccinated. So then they get COVID. They're at high risk of death. That's why you see these gaps. You have to look at the overall population totals. And when you do, again, you see off-the-charts levels of infections. And in a country like Denmark, you're now seeing a lot of hospitalizations in the vaccinated population. So, when I talk to people who understand this, and believe me, there are people out there who understand this or helping me understand it, none of us can figure out why push for another booster at this point. It doesn't make any sense.
Or kids, which is even scarier, right, Alex? Like, I mean, because now there's a lot of people saying, hey, a five-year-old needs to get vaccinated.
Right. Clay, you know, the politics are, we're just going to try to blame the unvaccinated. It'd be like, that's the only Democratic strategy left. Just like I'm going to say that, you know, the voting, you know, if you vote not to have, you know, 24/7 election booths for 6 months before an election, you're Bull Connor. Maybe I'm just going to play the base and blame the unvaccinated. I don't know what the politics are, but I know that medically and scientifically, anybody looking at the data, these vaccines should be pulled from the market worldwide on the basis of efficacy. Forget side effects. Just look at the efficacy. They're not working right now.
Wow. Okay. So there you have it. If you're just tuning into the program, you are listening to Alex Berenson, a former New York Times reporter, writer, author of Pandemia. And that information was taken from Premier Radio Network excerpts from the Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show, which is a Monday through Friday show. And then some stations play it on the weekends. He was talking there about how, as certain countries that are the most vaccinated, Israel being one of them, the more vaccines they take, the more infection rates they see. And they're like, I think they're headed for their fourth booster. When will they learn? And, of course, he accuses the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, of lying and manipulating the data to try to convince people here in the U.S. to take vaccines, to scare them into it, to try to control them to do just that. And that really speaks to the health poll question that we posed to you last weekend on the program in asking who do you think is, when it comes to accurate information about COVID, who do you trust the least? Now, the answer, you were given A, B, C, D, CDC, Anthony Fauci, President Biden, and the news media. You chose all of the above, including the CDC, wherein that's what Alex Berenson just said there. He believes they are lying. They know what they're doing. It's fuzzy math. It's statistical manipulation. And, of course, he also pointed to studies out of Denmark where, again, the most vaccinated population in that country are the ones who are the most heavily hospitalized, which is just the opposite of what you are learning or the messaging that you're getting here in the U.S. So what if he's right on all of these issues? What if he is correct? What if this information is accurate and what you're learning to the contrary from the, out of the CDC and the government, including Dr. Fauci, is incorrect, is misinformation or disinformation or fake news? What if all of that is the case? What are you going to do as a consumer? And it really boils down to how to keep yourself well, how to improve your personal immunity. Instead, and so many people are confused about this. They hear all the bad stuff. They hear good stuff. They're pressured by their own doctors. They're pressured by their family members. They're pressured by watching television and listening to radio shows, including this one, and feel confused. They feel like it's a tennis match, ball into each court. Which one do you strike? Well, ultimately, it gets back to the theme and the philosophy of this radio show, being your own best doctor most of the time. You've heard of the risks that occur. Even the CDC is now admitting that 75% of people who have died as a result of COVID, 75% of those people had four comorbidities, four serious ongoing health problems, which help, one, land them in the hospital in the first place, and two, was part of the reason why they died from COVID. Their bodies were already battling, whether it's diabetes or obesity or high blood pressure or some cardiovascular problem or some other immune system issue. Their body's immune system was already under siege. They were already in a high inflammatory state. And then you pile another virus on them and or a vaccine into their body that engineers the production of spike proteins, inflammatory spike proteins, toxic spike proteins that run through their body to try to race the immune system into action before the virus has a chance to replicate and work its way into the lungs and give pneumonia. It was a race to the bottom. And unfortunately, many of those people with those comorbidities, 75% of them died in response to COVID, tragically so. All right. When we come back from this break, I'm going to be sharing with you some comments from a pharmacology professor claiming that COVID vaccines create a radiation-like toxicity. Wait until you hear this. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with Can-See Eye Drops. I personally use Can-See Eye Drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? To lose special ways in life. Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I thank you for tuning into the program today. Now, we're going to get to this information about Dr. Michael Palmer in his assertion that receiving an mRNA vaccine, the COVID vaccine, causes a radiation-like toxicity in people who receive it. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first this, you know, during the last segment, I mentioned that even the CDC admits that 75% of people who have passed away or died in response to COVID infection, which is now in excess of 800,000 people in the U.S. alone, around 75% of those people already had some health-related problem. Some comorbidity that could have been a range of things, from diabetes to obesity to heart disease to high blood pressure, immune system problems, being very, very old or very, very sick. You don't want comorbidities. That leaves you in the crosshairs of any strain of COVID. Here's a study of more than 500 patients. They found in those patients, those who had gum disease were 3.5 times more likely to be admitted to intensive care unit and 4.5 times more likely to need a ventilator. So having problems with your oral health, as in the case of gum disease or periodontal disease, and a lot of people have it and don't even know it or have some degree of it and don't realize it until it's full-blown and they're bleeding when they brush their teeth or they go in to have a dental exam, or they have their teeth cleaned and all of a sudden they're bleeding. That's a comorbidity that you don't need. We know that germs can enter and spread through the body from a few very common places. such as your nose and your mouth. And though we need to pay attention to cleaning our noses, most definitely, and I'm a big fan of nasal irrigation through Clear Rescue Nasal Spray, but making sure your mouth is clean is especially important for your health and the health of others. So if you don't attend to your oral hygiene, meaning you brush your teeth, you floss, you see the dental hygienist and the dentist regularly, and make sure that the viruses and the bacteria that are entering your mouth, and they do not spread to other parts of your body. And the way to ensure that that doesn't happen and you don't continue with some comorbidity putting you at risk of whatever condition it may be, whether that bacteria makes its way to your joints or your heart or your brain or into your immune system, into your lungs, you need a quality dental defense system. I can just tell you the one that I use is called Spry Dental Defense, S-P-R-Y Dental Defense. It's an oral care system, and it helps block the ability of bacteria and viruses to stick and to stay in your oral cavity and invade deeper into your system. So it is a preventive way to clean up your oral cavity. It is the very best dental defense system that I know. I've been using it for years, so has my family. Many of my colleagues do. It includes Spry toothpaste with lots of xylitol in it. That's the key, as well as other ingredients in there. Spry mouthwash or mouth rinse. And then, of course, you have the Clear nasal spray family. Any of the Clear products, including the Spry products, dental defense system, can be found at CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, Target, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, all natural grocers stores nationwide. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to their website, clear.com, or find a close store where you live or where you work. Clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R. The X stands for xylitol. Now, as I was saying before the break, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I mean, we were all misinformed, have been misinformed from the very beginning, including Dr. Fauci claiming, you know, no mask, then, yeah, wear the mask, no, wear two, maybe three. Gosh, you know, vaccine mandates were not going to be necessary. That came from both Fauci, Pelosi, President Biden. AC/DC, there's some music here. I'll go.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise. And what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get COVID. Shut down the virus. You're not going to get COVID.
If you know what I mean.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
To the left of me.
We're going to cure cancer.
Women to the right.
You sure are.
Ain't got no gun. Ain't got no knife.
All right. Enough of it. You are tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate that.
I'm dynamite.
Right. There's the staff. Background dancing to the AC/DC music. All right, we're done with that now. Guys, you can calm down back there. I wanted to make sure you understood what I meant earlier when I said Dr. Palmer, Michael Palmer. This is out of, by the way, naturalnews.com. Excellent place to get health news. Dr. Michael Palmer, an associate professor of biochemistry and pharmacology and toxicology at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, warned against taking mRNA COVID-19 vaccines because they are designed, his words now, not mine, his words, designed to poison the recipients. The mRNA vaccine technology is really a technology designed to poison people. That according to Dr. Palmer. Dr. Palmer explained that the one of its main ingredients, one of its main components in these vaccines, the messenger RNA is supposed to enter people's bodies to recognize the coronavirus and form a response to it. The other major component of the mRNA vaccine is called a lipid nanoparticle, which encase the messenger mRNA to protect it while it is transported and help to enter the body's cells. What the proponents of the mRNA vaccines don't talk about, he says, are the toxic elements within the vaccine, especially the cationic lipids. Cationic lipids, or positively charged lipids, which are fats. These are critical for the release of the mRNA. And he says, he goes on to say, and I quote, they tend to, once they are inside the cell, disrupt the mitochondrial respiration. That's the inside of the cell. That is our powerhouse of our body, our cells, the mitochondria. And it messes with the respiration process, the physiology of that cell. And the disruption of the mitochondrial respiration can cause mutation and genetic damage. All right, when we come back from this break, I want to finish up with Dr. Michael Palmer's assertion against these mRNA vaccines, he says, cause radiation-like toxicity. We'll do that right after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to the program. Stick around because next hour we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, We've got a product recall to tell you about. You won't want to miss out on that. And the health mystery of the week and a bunch of news we're going to jam in. And we'll also take questions next hour, open line health-related questions. You can call into the program and ask a question about your own personal health or somebody else's health or make a health-related comment. All that is available to you. Jot down the phone number or toll-free number nationwide so that you have it, so that you'll have access to the program. That number is 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. The website drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. Now, in the last segment, I was sharing with you comments from a Dr. Michael Palmer, a pharmacology professor, professor of biochemistry and toxicology at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, and his estimation of what these vaccines are doing. And this is, I'm not here to scare you in any manner whatsoever if you've taken a vaccine already, or try to talk you out of one if you're on the fence about it in the future of getting a booster, the next one. Not at all. I'm just providing information, news, and then you make the call. He's saying, from his vantage point, as a professor of biochemistry, pharmacology, and toxicology, a tenured professor, he's saying it, these vaccines cause a radiation-like toxicity that he believes creates a sort of poisoning to the human body. And Dr. Palmer further explained that the mRNA vaccines tend to cause a period of immunosuppression in people who get vaccinated. That's exactly what Alex Berenson talked about when I played the excerpts from his investigation. We've discussed that before, how these vaccines, and you haven't heard this for the first time, we've reported this in years past, where experts have said that if you take a flu shot, another form of vaccine, in year one, that the next year you will be more susceptible to the flu. So that is not a brand new concept in immunology or vaccinology. But he talks about the damage to the mRNA and what it does to the body. And one of the first victims in the human body are your lymphocytes, which are part of your white blood cell family, which form the backbone of your specific immune system, your lymphocytes. You do not want your lymphocytes going up or down, especially driven artificially by I'm talking about out of the optimal range, the healthy range, because it can indicate something very bad if it goes low beyond the optimal range or very high. And each time the immune system recognizes a new virus, he says, the lymphocytes are doing the recognition and also doing at least some of the fighting against the microbes, the germs, the infection. And these cells happen to be the most susceptible to genetic damage. It is well known that if you impose genetic damage, these are the first cells to go. So when you get genetic damage, he says, from the vaccines, your lymphocytes are the first ones to be the casualty of that. And he believes these vaccines cause a radiation-like toxicity. Dr. Palmer pointed out that the cationic lipids are also known to cause some sort of radiation-like toxicity, and that's what he's talking about. So he says, and I quote, the question is, how much of this is happening? We don't really know for sure because there are really no proper toxicity studies. But there are enough indications to conclude that it is significant. All you have to do there, folks, is look to the VARS, the vaccine accident, if you will, reporting that goes on with the government. The vaccine adverse Events Reporting System, the VARS, which is a system that the government oversees, as does the CDC, and I think the NIH, where people and doctors report adverse reactions that may have occurred secondary to receiving a vaccine. And there are right now a minimum of 20,000 people who have died in response to a COVID vaccine. And they many experts believe that's the tip of the iceberg, because most of the adverse reactions, whether it's anaphylactic shock or a rash or hospitalization or Guillain-Barré disease or some type of period-related problem with women who are menstruating, or Bell's palsy. I mean, there's all these reactions. You go down the list, most of them are not reported. In fact, many experts believe that only like 1 to 3% are reported. So if you take that number, 20,000 deaths just in that category reported to the VARS reporting system of the government, and you add 98% on top of that, look what it is. Some people believe there's hundreds of thousands of people who have died in response to the adverse reaction to these vaccines. We won't know for sure, but that's what some of the experts are saying. More of this when we come back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee, so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
I must stay conscious through the madness and chaos, so I call on my angels. They say, oh yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in your veins. You know
stick around because next hour we're going to get into some very interesting topics and swing our attention away from, you know, wall-to-wall 24-7 COVID, which seems like it happens every weekend, but we have to follow the news. Inquiring minds want to know. People are concerned. That's why we deal with this. But I want you to also understand that this is an opportunity for you to perhaps hear some things that you may not hear otherwise or anywhere else. And I know, of course, you probably still have some very personal questions about immunity at this difficult time. And I certainly want to help, and I can do that. Next hour, we'll open up the phone lines for open line health related questions or comments on anything that you may have heard over the last couple of hours. Our number is 888-553-7262. Don't go anywhere. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. My goal, of course, is to help you have improved immunity. That's the idea. Improve your immunity through knowledge and put it into action in terms of, you know, certain things that you may need to change in your lifestyle. And to lower your risk of infection, lower your risk of getting sick. We've talked about them from the very beginning, how you need to prevent or reduce your risk going forward for any infection, whether it be the common cold or flu or COVID, by making sure you have sufficient amounts of proper foods in your body, you're getting that rest you need, you're staying hydrated, you're lowering your stress, you're getting the exercise you need. In other words, getting your house in order. We're not being taught any of that information. The government is just all about vaccines. It's a one-size-fits-all. They're not giving you any kind of education to stay well and to be your own best doctor most of the time. It's all about relying upon the dripping needle. And that's fine if that's what you want to do and that's your choice. I support that. But if you look at the data and you see vitamins A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, if you put those into your body in sufficient amounts, you're lowering your risk of getting sick from all infection, including COVID. And then if you use some of the other things we've discussed on this program from the very beginning, how to reduce your risk and treat yourself, if you come down sick with things like using garlic or oregano, by North American Herb and Spice, oregano, or Oregaresp, or Andrographis by Terry Naturally Vitamins, or Clear Nasal Spray. I love the Rescue Nasal Spray. It works very well. Black Elderberry has very strong antiviral properties. Iodine, melatonin, probiotics. I happen to love Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. There's lysine. Melatonin. I mean, you have lots of natural therapeutics to choose by. Choose to try to protect yourself. All right, we're going to come back. Stay with us, and we'll get into other topics on the other side of this news. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.